Welcome back to Ask Me Another, NPR's Hour for People Who Speak Puzzle. I'm your host, Ophira Eisenberg, and joining me is this week's mystery guest. So happy to have her, star of the Broadway smash hit and Tony Award winner from the Book of Mormon, Nikki M. James, everybody.
Waterfalls and unicorns.
Oh, it's me.
There was no
I wish I could take that to the theater with me.
There was laughter instead of dying. I always thought she'd made it up to comfort me in times of pain. But now I know that place is real. Now I know its name. Salt Lake City, not just a story.
Salt Lake City has unicorns in it. Nikki, welcome to Ask Me Another.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. So the Book of Mormon, obviously, huge smash hit. I loved it. I thought it was the funniest thing I've ever seen on Broadway. And I am not alone, obviously. But the humor, irreverent, edgy. The language is dangerous. I think we can say dangerous about it.
It's dangerous.
And the subject matter, obviously, we're dealing with Mormons in Africa. AIDS. It's an equal opportunity
female
offender.
Female genital mutilation.
Big hilarious.
Plot point.
So when you first were given this script, what did you think when you read this?
Well, they're not dummies, so they didn't give us a script.
Oh.
They said, so they're doing this musical, and we can't tell you what it's called. We can't send you a script. We won't send you any music. And they said, your character is an African girl. And then they said, we'll do like 2 weeks of rehearsal and we were just going to do this little reading. And then they signed us a confidentiality agreement. It was like so top secret.
And how did you feel in that process? Were you worried what you were getting into?
Well, I thought it's only 2 weeks of my life. And anyone in the audience who is an actor knows that the most important thing is collecting insurance weeks. So 2 insurance weeks down, which is great. And so I was like, sure, yeah, I'm on board. And so the first day of rehearsals, when we heard a demo recording of the first 4 or 5 songs, I loved it. It's so smart and really well done. And the guys are awesome and lovely to work with. So they had me at hello.
And the first time you did a table reading, did you have an audience there too?
We did. It was full light. You know, it was just a rehearsal room. So we were lit and they were lit and our audience was very close to us. And it was totally terrifying. And even at that performance, which was just invited, people walked out. We're like, I can't handle this.
Really? People
left. Yeah.
So did you think it would be the big smash hit it is?
Well, I knew it was going to make some kind of a splash. Listen, I mean, I knew how good it was, and I knew that I loved it, and that was the most important thing about committing my time and my energy and my talents, you know, of which I hope I have a few, to this project. And I thought, you know, if it bombs, then we did, you know, the greatest bomb in musical theater history. You know, people were going to love it or people were going to hate it. And I sort of liked the anticipation was
the
pretty
risk
awesome.
Of it.
Yeah, it was really risky.
Yeah, and what a great payoff.
We did a good job.
And then you get a Tony.
I did.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
So I have to ask, because I teased about it, where do you keep it?
I mean, I live in a New York City apartment. It's small, walk up in Chelsea. Like, I don't have a lot of areas. So it's just in my living room on a side table. It's the only thing on the table. Well, there's a lamp, so it sort of has a spotlight. When I first got it, I moved it around with me, like, weirdly, in the apartment. So when I went to sleep, I would bring it into my bedroom.
Oh.
And I didn't take it to the bathroom with me because I wasn't sure what kind of metal it was made of. I didn't want it to get, like, rusty from the sweat, you know? And, I would take a lot of pictures of it. And it was really, like, it's the best toy I've ever received. And I'm an actress, right? I'm a musical theater performer my whole life. So I didn't play sports. I never got a trophy. So this is my first trophy, and it's a good one.
That is a good one.
Yeah. It's a really good one.
But now this is a smash hit. The reviews are out. You know, people call it like the funniest thing ever been on Broadway.
Yeah.
You know, best musical ever. Are there still points in it that you're worried how the audience might react?
Yeah. Well, you know, we did 2 shows on Easter Sunday. So, I mean, let's be honest. If you're going to see the Book of Mormon on Easter instead of going to church, you're probably not, like, that good of a Christian. But still, like, there is a fear that, you know, he might decide this day to, like, sort of strike us dead. And our, you know, our very first performance, we had a sound issue right at the top. Like, all of the mics went down, so we had to hold the performance. And we did, for a moment, you think, maybe he really is mad. He's not. He gave us all these awards and stuff.
Yeah, happy. Hear from Mormons?
Yeah. We've heard from a few Mormons. A lot of former Mormons, actually. The real Mormons don't necessarily come up and say, hey, at the stage door. But we've gotten some, like, we've gotten a few letters, and there's a couple, a guy on YouTube, he and his wife, who go through the Book of Mormon, the musical, and tell us what is or is not true about the musical based on the Mormon faith, which is really long. It's like 25 minutes. I sat through the whole thing.
They go through the musical and go, this is true about Mormonism, but this isn't.
They'll say, oh, well, they say in the musical that the guys become mission partners for the whole 2 years, but that's not really true. You know, you have a few different mission partners over your 2 years.
Mormon's,
it's like, really nitpicky.
Bizarre.
And the truth of the matter is, Trey and Matt and Bobby did an amazing job researching. So we don't actually say anything that's not true. There's some artistic license, but anything we say is a Mormon belief is a Mormon belief. They did a really good job of that. I mean, I don't want to pass judgment, but a lot of it is just really funny, just, you know, the way it is. You don't have to, do not have to dress it up at all. It's like, wow, that's a weird thing to believe.
Truth is funnier than fiction.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Now, you are a musical super fan?
Absolutely, huge. You're,
as a super fan and a musical theater celebrity, is there anyone that you idolize that has paid you a compliment or respect that you went, oh my God, this person?
Yeah, big. I beat Patti LuPone for a Tony Award, which is was huge for me, because she is my idol in a lot of ways. And after the Tonys and stuff, she did a two-person show with Mandy Patinkin called Patty and Mandy. So clever. And I went to see it, and I was invited backstage, and she paid me huge compliments. And she mentioned when she was doing Evita, which was her big Broadway debut, and she won a Tony Award for it. And she said, you don't get to have this time twice, and I'm happy that happened for you in this way, and you should, you know, hold on to it for as long as you can. And so I did. I'm going to try to, anyway, remember the last year.
That just chills up my spine. I'm not even kidding. Got a little tingly. That is amazing. Okay, now's the time I ask you, Nikki, are you ready to take an Ask Me Another challenge? Are you ready to be put in the puzzle hot seat?
Totally ready.
Are you ready? Yeah. All right. Let's do it. How about another hand?
Yeah.
For Nikki M. James. Very excited about this. Let's bring back John Chinesky.
Hi. Hi, Nikki. Nice to meet you.
Good.
Will Hines.
Hello, hello.
And, of course, Jonathan Colton.
Hi.
Who will be helping us in our next game. Now, Nikki, believe it or not, we actually found a worthy opponent for you for this game. Someone that was willing to take you on. So let's welcome your challenger. This is Lisa Lambert, everybody.
Now
I know a little something about Lisa that you have in common with Nikki. Lisa also has a Tony, as it turns out. Yes. Go ahead, in your words, Lisa.
I do indeed. I am one of the writers of The Drowsy Chaperone, the show, and turns out we have the same director, Casey Nicola, directed Book of Mormon and Drowsy Chaperone, so it's the battle of the Casey.
See, this is what we had to do to find a worthy contestant.
Love it.
So we're going to play a game about famous songs from musicals, but what we've done is that we've changed the lyrics to be clues for various mystery items and people. The big hint is that the name of the thing we're looking for rhymes with the musical from which the song comes from. Sound confusing? Don't worry. Let's do an example. Jonathan?
To Jethro, she's kinfolk to Jethro, the lady who's old and gray.
So obviously the melody is Tomorrow from the musical Annie, and the answer we're looking for is Granny. Yes, Granny, because Granny rhymes with Annie, the lady who's old and gray from the Beverly Hillbillies. Okay, got it?
We got it.
All right, so ring in when you think you know the answer.
Don't cry for Brie or Fontina. The truth is they're not as yummy
Velveeta?
As processed cheese food.
Nice.
You got that right. Velveeta is correct, Lisa.
All right, all right.
She's quick, that one.
3,045,000 seconds of fasting. 3,045,000 seconds of prayer. 3,045,000 seconds till Easter. What is this called, all you Catholics out there?
A season called What?
Sorry, have to recover from geek mania. Lisa.
Lent?
Lent.
Lent. Nice.
Lent. Lent.
That's not even the geekiest thing we've done in the last 10 minutes.
I know. That's why I love it.
Yeah.
Once a short Italian was her spouse. Her costume seemed to be from Mars.
Oh.
Believe and then turn back time and name her. She's one of music's biggest stars. Her plastic surgeries are many and various. Many and various. And various.
Nikki.
Cher.
Cher is correct.
Bottoms up, swell some gin, till you feel your head start to spin. Visions blur just a bit, speech is slurred, now you're lit. You're giggling and your brain has turned to mush. Honey, everyone's calling you stinko and staggering.
Tipsy.
Yes, tipsy. Gypsy, tipsy. That sounds like a fun musical, does it not?
I love it.
Yes, starring Tallulah Bankhead. Tipsy. All right. Are we close? Whoa, it's a tie right now between Nikki and Lisa. Okay.
Feeling highly competitive.
That's because you're in a competition.
Each of you bet your Tony.
They just trained them.
Kids fight. They enjoy misbehavement. They might moon passing strangers. They might flip you the bird. Little monsters, so crude and rude, ill-mannered and mean. Spoiled, rotten, they're this word.
Lisa?
Bratz.
Yes.
Bratz is correct.
She pulls it out. Lisa.
Lisa Lambert is our winner by 1 point. Nikki, we would love to give you a Ask Me Another Rubik's Cube. And Lisa, an NPR music bag, and Ask Me Another Rubik's Cube inside. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Lisa Lambert, Nikki F. James.